Well, I don't know, but I think it's starting to break up. No official announcement, of course. Just people are starting to drift away, bikes starting up, and it's getting kind of dark. So that's another reason I think it's the end of the session. I'm looking at some bikes, looking at these CBR 600s, rafts of them, a couple of scooters going past. I just might hold the phone up so that you can just hear the bubbling exhausts of the KTMs as they roar past. Just hang on a second. And of course they don't go past me roaring. I've been given a little sticker for TDM. I've seen three or four of those. That's a nice noise. That's a Harley. Let me just wander over and stand behind this geezer. A real potato. That is good. Okay, so I think the protest has achieved its purpose. It's brought the attention of at least some of the public to the fact that this is an iniquitous stealth tax and imposed on the people who can least afford to pay it, which are, you know, the moped riders, the people on small scooters, that sort of person, rather than the average commuter who can probably afford it. It's because of the timing of this tax, you know, early in the morning. It's designed to pick up people who can't use public transport, need a scooter or a 50cc moped to get to work, and it's costing them 400, 500 quid a day. And why is it there on a Saturday? Eh? Why is it there for shopping? It's got to be to pick up extra dinero. And going around photographing people. I know they do it to us 24/7 as it is, but there's something sort of Stasi-like, well, it's certainly to my mind anyway, about sneak teams going around and taking photographs and then uploading it to the computer. And you've got to have a credit card and a mobile phone to pay this tax. You know, why do I have to have a mobile phone and a credit card to park in London? It's insidious, it's evil, and although I know they won't take it away today, hopefully as the protest grows, the politicians will start to think about getting their voting back in. Thanks for listening. I hope somebody is. I'll find something else to blog about, hopefully in the near future. Take care. Bye.